This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. El Paso County and the city of Colorado Springs have approved a disaster declaration following unprecedented rainfall and flooding in June. CPR's Dan Boyce says it's hoped the declaration will help the county access federal emergency management funds.
Officials estimate the heavy rains earlier this month caused about $19 million in damage around El Paso County. State and FEMA teams will be surveying the impacts Thursday to help determine eligibility for reimbursements. Pikes Peak Office of Emergency Management Director Andrew Notbaum says this initial survey will focus on the heaviest hit pieces of local infrastructure.
There's so much damage, and the extent of the damage is so great that we are coordinating the biggest ticket items.
More than a dozen roads in the county remain closed. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
RTD has adopted new rules that formally ban loitering, harassment, and other unwanted behaviors on trains and buses. RTD's police and security teams are now also allowed to suspend chronic offenders more easily. The transit agency is trying to make its trains and buses feel safer and attract more commuters. The former superintendent of Aurora Public Schools is suing the school board, alleging discrimination when his contract was not renewed. Here's CPR's Matt Moret.
Rico Munn led the Aurora School District from 2013 through December. Chalkbeat reports performance among Latino and Black students improved dramatically during his tenure, but in a lawsuit over his separation agreement, Munn, who's Black, says two Black school board members regularly accused him of not having a diverse leadership team and not prioritizing Black and Brown teachers. He claims they crossed the line into harassment. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
Come find more at cpr.org.